USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate confirmed William Barr to be the next Attorney General of the United States, despite Democratic concerns that he would oversee Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He was approved by a 54-45 vote, with three Democrats joining every Republican in support. Barr will be sworn in at the White House at 4:45 Eastern Time. Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the oath of office. Florida senators are marking the one-year anniversary of the school shooting massacre in Parkland, Florida. On the Senate floor today, Senator Marco Rubio praised the strength and resilience of the victims' families.
And in the year that has passed, they have turned their grief into effective activism, as have the students.
Senator Rick Scott was Florida's governor at the time of the tragedy.
Nothing we say here today can bring back the lives that were lost, but we must never forget them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
An active weather system in California has many folks on edge. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
There's a big risk for flash floods and mudslides across California throughout the rest of today. As a plume of tropical moisture is expected to bring some very heavy rainfall, it's called an atmospheric river. Meteorologists say it causes massive precipitation along a very narrow path, and the danger in this case will be especially high near areas that have been burned in recent wildfires as well as along streams. Around 2 to 3 inches of rain expected to fall from San Diego to near the Oregon border. Heavier rain is forecast along the west-facing slopes of coast ranges and the Sierra Nevada.
One person is dead following a shooting at a naval air station in Corpus Christi, Texas. Police say a man drove a stolen vehicle towards the north gate this morning, then crashed into a security barrier, then charged towards security. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The federal budget deficit expanded by nearly 42% in the first quarter of this year's budget. Now that's from October through December. Current projections suggest the deficit could reach $900 billion at the end of this year. That's up from $779 billion last year. Maddie Dupler is the founder and president of Forward Strategies and also with the National Taxpayers Union. She tells Fox News,
"We are careening towards a cliff, and we don't know how to stop ourselves." Now, in some ways, it's alarming but not shocking that politicians have not started to use the national debt as an issue that they actually want to try and tackle. But frankly, if you look into the future, $22 trillion now, but $1 trillion every year after that really starts to make a dent. And the reason that politicians should care about this is for both political reasons and realistic ones as well. One is that it destabilizes the future for all Americans. So if you're potentially a Republican or a conservative who talks a lot about economic opportunity, those opportunities narrow as the debt continues to squeeze out other kinds of investment.
If you're quick to fall in love, beware scammers are targeting you. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The FTC says romance-related scams generated more losses than any other consumer fraud reported last year. The number of romance scams jumped from 8,500 in 2015 to more than 21,000 in 2018. The amount lost by victims reached $143 million last year alone.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.